Okay, so if you've been listening to the show for the past few days, all week long, you've heard Howie talk about, well, there's issues at his house between he and his wife. There has been for a little while.
I'd say roughly 3.5 years.
And they've been married 4 years. And it doesn't seem as if it's getting better.
Well, it actually seems just the opposite. It actually seems like it's going in reverse for us. It seems like there's not a whole lot of fun time with my wife and I like there used to be. And so instead of just saying, hey, you know what, let's walk away from this, let's cut our ties, you know, like a Madonna type of thing, we're trying to figure out a way to get back to good.
Right.
Well, that's good.
That's my whole term, is it's time to get back to good, if that's even possible.
Once you're out of the honeymoon period,
right,
you have to work at it.
It's hard.
So the word therapy came up earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Now we said, well, you know what? I'll think about it. Not sure it's going to work. Not sure it's something I even need, but I'll think about it.
But that could give me the advantage because I could use somebody else to straighten my wife out because she won't listen to me. You know what I mean?
It's those phrases that you use, like straighten my wife out. You know, those are, I think they set things back also.
I mean, look, I love my wife as much as the next guy.
I know, but.
As much as the next guy?
And trust me, the next guy loves my wife too. Okay?
But. You can't stand it.
But, yeah, we have a hard time spending any time in the same, you know, house.
All right, so Howie speaks his piece a couple of days ago. Yesterday, we brought Wendy on the air, Howie's wife. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
You said your piece yesterday, and I guess everything's about the same today, right?
Yes.
Everything is about the same today. Yes.
So, yesterday...
You hear his wonderful comments, huh?
Yeah, yesterday didn't change anything after we had our conversation on the air and how he agreed to try more and...
Well, no. not in the first day. Like I said, we need some help.
You don't want to try immediately?
Howie needs some help.
Well, here's the thing, honey, and you can testify to this, is we really just don't know where to begin.
Okay,
so
that
I mean,
makes sense.
Until we get somebody that can actually give us a game plan, we really don't know where to start. So things are just continually going in the same direction, which is like we're spinning our wheels, you know?
Okay. Wendy, this is day one. Are you ready for some help?
As long as I can help Howie, yes.
See, okay. She thinks I need to be straightened out. I think she needs to be straightened out.
All right, let me put it this way. Are you ready to listen to someone to see if you actually need the help or not from a therapist?
Yes, definitely.
All right, we have someone booked here. In fact, she's on the line with us right now. She's a relationship therapist. Her name is Carolyn Bashong. She's agreed to come on the show and to speak to the both of you and maybe give you some advice. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
First of all, Carolyn. Thank you. Thank you for your time this morning, Carolyn.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, you've written three books about relationships.
Right.
So you would consider yourself an expert, right?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
You help people every day.
For about 30 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Now, just because you wrote three books, I mean, that's all fine.
Howie.
What?
We're not going to go. We're not going to go toward her credibility.
Wendy,
hold on, guys.
See what happens every time I say anything.
Hold on.
To anyone, this is the response I get.
Well, first of all, you're attacking somewhat her credibility.
She's an expert.
When you start off with, oh, just because you've written three books, that's very negative, okay?
Yeah, 30 years of a practice in three books.
Okay, Jennifer, you know what? I don't need you doing it, too, okay? I got them
I'm
two already.
I'm just saying. Come on.
Thank you.
Be open to it.
Listen to what Carolyn has to say. Let's let her talk. Okay. She's heard both of you for the past 3 days.
Okay.
Let her talk. Maybe, all right. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, but Howie, maybe you need to think about how you come across your communication skills. That might be the first thing you might want to work on.
Mm. I'm a communicator for a living. They have to be good.
Oh, I understand that, but that's totally different.
They pay me to communicate.
That's totally different than communicating with a wife.
Yeah, that's what she says. I always hear that from her, too. I'm telling you, that's exactly what, because I tell her, I said, hey, look, I talk for a living.
I speak,
that's what I do. I'm a communicator.
You know what? You talk to be funny and jab and do all those things, and it's great entertainment, but she's not looking for entertainment.
Carolyn, here's the way he puts it to her. Look, honey, I talk for a living. That's what I do. They pay me. That's what pays the house payment. So you need to shut up.
I don't say shut up.
That's the way you put it.
Well, off air, but I don't know if that needs to be spilled onto the airwaves.
Right. The first problem that both of you have, of course, is pointing the finger at the other person and saying that if the other person changed, everything would be fine. And every couple does that. That's the first first thing they do when they come into my office.
So this is normal.
Yeah, it's normal and very unhealthy.
You hear that, Wendy? I'm normal. Huh? How would you think now?
Hey, stop it, Howie.
I'm sorry,
Hey, that's the reason you don't want to go to therapy. Somebody else is going to tell you when to shut up.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you got something. Could be onto something there.
All right. Anyway, everybody points the finger at the other person. As long as you're pointing the finger at the other person, there's no chance in fixing it.
Okay.
Because if I say, if a therapist says, you know, you shouldn't talk to her that way, usually that, you know, you would say, well, I wouldn't if she didn't do this. And she'll say, well, I wouldn't do this if he didn't do that. Well, that's what keeps this problem going.
Okay, so what should we be doing? Pointing the finger at ourselves then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you need to say, you know what, here's what I suggest. You said you wanted some beginning steps. The both of you write down privately your three top issues with each other, and then you set aside an hour before therapy, if whether you go or not, set aside an hour, and each of you goes through your issues one at a time with the other person, and let the other person, and you listen. And in listening skills, instead of defending yourself the minute the person says it, you say, okay, if I got this right, what your problem with me is that when I communicate to you, you feel like I'm disrespectful. Okay, then that's something I'll try to work on. Okay.
All right, now, Carolyn, you say three things that you're not happy with the other person. What if we do a little exercise here? Let's go with one thing. And we just do one thing on the air very quickly here.
Okay. Practice run.
Just a little practice run. Okay. Wendy can give us one thing that really bugs her about what Howie does every single day. Howie probably has something that Wendy does. And let's just give it a little bit of a test run here.
Okay.
Wendy, instead of doing the top three.
Honey, do you have something that you can write down there? Or do you have any?
I don't have to write it down.
Okay. So do you want me to go first, Wendy, or would you like to go first?
I'll go.
Okay. Okay.
Wasn't that nice? That was nice, Howie.
How'd you like that?
Yeah.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was more respectful.
Very good.
Okay, good.
Okay, Howie.
Okay, Howie won.
He's right about everything.
He's always right about everything.
Yes.
Okay.
It's his way or the highway.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Okay. All right. Now, this is a big one. And Howie, now remember what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to convey back to her that you heard her. You're not supposed to defend.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I need you to say back to her in a way that she believes that you got it. Say it back to her.
Okay. So
what your problem with me is, Wendy, is...
So what your problem with me, Wendy, is I know too much? I know everything?
No.
Wait.
Stop, Howie.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me think. What am I supposed to say?
You think you know everything.
No, wait. Oh, okay. So let me get this straight, Wendy. One of your major problems with me is... I think that I know everything all the time.
Right, honey.
Now, so what can I do? I mean,
This is good. What can I do to change that?
Yeah, what can I do to change that? I mean, should I be wrong more often? Or should I try not to be so witty and funny and wise? I mean, what can I do to change that? What can I do to better that so it doesn't, you know, make you angry?
You should listen more.
Listen to?
To me. To my side of things.
Your side of things. So
her point of view. Her point of view.
Okay.
Because this is where the therapist interrupts and says, here's the thing it seems that you're not understanding, Howie.
Okay.
Is that there really isn't that much right and wrong. And it's more of an attitude that you're conveying. It's you're right for what you believe. You're not right for what Wendy believes. Everybody has their own set of values, their own belief system. You're not respecting that she's different from you. And so you treat her as if you're right no matter what she says. So you have to change that. And you have to, once you talk some issue out, you have to say to her, okay, the way I understand it is that blah, 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 but you see it differently.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I got you.
But I respect what you're seeing.
But I respect it.
Okay, so that's step one there. Now, Howie,
I got my question.
Howie
my
has
question.
To give his problem with Wendy, but before we do that, we're going to take a quick break here.
Gotcha.
When we come back, Howie will give his number one issue with Wendy,
and then
we'll address that. Is that okay, Carolyn?
Yes, absolutely.
Wendy, is that okay with you? Do you have enough time this morning to spend with us to do another break?
Oh, how respectful.
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful.
Aww, very good. I love this.
Very good.
All right, we'll get to that. Howie's problem with Wendy. The number one issue is coming up next right here with BJ, Howie, and Jennifer. It's 7:15. Coming up next also, a chance to guess at the jackpot. What is that? $5,579. Identify the sounder next. Howie, it's your turn to give your issue with Wendy, the number one issue.
Okay, I think if it were, I mean, there's a few issues that I have.
We're only going to deal with one right now.
All right. My one issue is that she doesn't take enough time when packing my lunch. Now, I know that sounds like a tedious
what?
Thing. Is
what?
That bad?
Oh, my God. Well,
it drives me nuts because my bread's dry and it's like I'm missing stuff out of my lunch. And it's
that's
very,
your number one issue?
Well, it's very important to me to have a lunch. We can't go anywhere to eat anything.
I do have to admit, Howie complains every single day when he gets here to work about his lunch. He opens up his little lunch pail.
And it's disaster. It looks like the dog had fixed it for me.
If it's soggy bread, he goes off. It's tough to work with him.
Okay, so Howie, I have a question for you. Why don't you pack it yourself?
See, once again, here now I even got the counselor needling at me because you asked me, Caroline, did you not ask me what my gripe was? I didn't
yes,
know there was
I
a...
Did.
Maybe you should have gave me a criteria.
No, okay, but this one takes us into some deeper issues. Do the two of you have a deal that you've made that she's agreed to, Wendy, I'm asking you too, that she will pack your lunch and do it a certain way every day? Because if you don't have that deal in place, then you have no right to complain about it.
Well, here's the thing, Carolina, is I've made it abundantly clear.
No. I asked you if you have a deal. Wendy, do you still have a deal?
Is there a deal, Wendy?
No, he just expects it.
Okay. Well, unless you have a deal, then you have no right to expect it. So you guys have to sit down and decide if that's a deal. Wendy, is that a deal you want to make or not?
I will.
Okay.
She's always made my lunch,
all right,
you know?
No,
I mean,
no.
It's not.
So we'll stay with it. I'm just saying it's disrespectful to make an assumption that she will do it and she will do it your way unless she agrees to that. So she's just agreed to it.
She's agreed many times to
it,
Caroline. And here's the thing is she's agreed to do it, you know, and I just want it to be a loving way. Whenever I open my lunch pail, you know, it says a lot about my relationship to me. I can't believe everybody finds this so far-fetched, but whenever I open my lunch pail, it kind of looks like the relationship. It's, you know, it's a sandwich that's half covered and the bread's dry and, you know, my grapes are all withered up. I can't even eat them. And so I tell her, and I have, Wendy, you can attest to this, that it's very important to me.
Howie, listen to me. You need to shut up because we're trying to do this. I had to get that straight first. All right, now let's ask Wendy, did you hear him? Tell him in a way that he knows you heard him.
Honey, I understand how important it is for you to have lunch.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. And a lunch that is?
A lunch that is
prepared with
together
love.
Correctly.
You should have seen him the other day when he got that banana that was rotten.
Hey, you're not helping.
Okay, wait a minute. So now ask him what you can do.
What can I do to make it better? If you would let me know that.
Yeah, it seems pretty good.
Can I give out my phone number in case anyone
wants to? Sure. Yeah, go right out there.
My office number is 303-333-1888.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn.
Somebody else wants help.
Yeah, she can help you. We'll have a link to her stuff on our website.
It'll all be there, all your information. Okay, Wendy, so I guess that's the end of session number one. How do you think it went?
Oh, wonderful.
Are you guys agreeing to listen to what the other person's saying?
Absolutely. Well, it looks like we have a step, right? Mm-hmm. We have something we can build on here. Yeah. I need to tell you a day in advance for my lunch. It's going to be perfect from now on. I need to know less. I mean, I got it all.
Yeah, I think you guys are fixed.
I don't know.
I really do. With one session, I think it's done.
Well, I don't necessarily know if it's done. But tomorrow, Wendy, outside the box, outside of Carolyn, tomorrow we are going to go on a date, you and I, of epic proportions. I am planning an evening that is going to absolutely knock your socks off.
I'm looking forward to it.
And see, before you even got the therapy session, she and that's one of the things she told you is, well, one of my issues is you don't take me out. You heard her.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what she wanted to do. Now you're planning a date. I think you're working on this already.
Wendy, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all. Have a great day.
Okay, take
you
care.
Too, Wendy.
Bye-bye. Love you,
man. You are fixed.
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I told you.
I think it's over. Done. And you did it for free.
It's over.
You didn't have to pay.
The first question I've ever told to a counselor, whatever it was, whatever she asked me to do, she started yelling at me, telling
don't
me to
shut up.
I mean, just over a lunch. Is it really that silly? I mean, is it really me wanting a decent lunch? Is it really that much to ask?
Well, it wasn't because you wanted a decent lunch. It's because you wanted to keep, you know, playing around with it and being, you know, sarcastic.
I didn't think that
jabs.
I was being sarcastic. I was simply saying that my lunch could be better prepared.
Again, you're fixed. Don't worry about it. It's all fixed now.
All right.
Just choke down the rest of that sandwich.
Melissa of Denver, you're going to be playing next.
Okay.
We're going to give you a shot at identifying the sounder. Your chance of $5,579. We're going to do it right after this Pink song.
Okay.
So stand by, okay?
I will.
All right, good luck to you. 725. BJ, Howie and Jennifer.